now for my special treat this week. Mind you, it's my special treat every week because I'm going to play a track from the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She's my favourite Irish female artist, as regular listeners will know. And she's issuing a plea. Come home to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the vale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahiney and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you walk with me in my memory near my town of Abbey Field.
Anne-Marie O'Riordan and the beautiful song Come Home to Abbey Field. Another of my favourite Irish artists now, Johnny McAvoy, telling us the story of the Irish famine.
In the year of 47, I saw an end to what had been. Saw my neighbours, friends and loved ones fade before me like a dream. On the ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. Now the land is cold and blighted, now the crop has failed again. There's no food upon the table, fear lives in the hearts of men. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. There's a cloud upon the mountain, and the rain is falling free. There's a shadow in the valley where my cabin used to be. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. All my comrades, they have fallen, by the roadside they have died, in the fields and in the hedgerows, their hungry bones lie side by side. On this ship I cross the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrow, far from my native home. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home.
Johnny McAvoy and the Famine Song. You know, lately on the programme, I've been playing some tracks by Phil Campbell. And I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, could you play more of Phil Campbell on Sounds Irish? She has a lovely voice. Now, I want to play for you now a song by Phil Campbell entitled My Own Dear Native Land. And I'm sure it echoes the feeling of many of those people who were leaving Ireland because of the famine.
Farewell, my own dear native land, for here I cannot stay. I am prepared to sail away, bound for America, to leave the land that gave my birth. It grieves my heart full sore. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. The ship she lies at anchor, being now ready for to sail. May heaven send our vessel safe with sweet and pleasant gale. And when I'm on the ocean wide, you'll all be in my mind. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, and all that I left behind. The tears flow freely from my eyes, my heart suppressed with woe. To think I'd leave my native land or be compelled to go. To see my old-aged mother, and it fills her heart, you know. To leave that sainted Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. Hurrah, my boys, our sails are spread, and the wind is blowing fair. Full speed to Castle Gardens, in a few days we'll be there. It's hard to part with all I love that's in my heart, you know. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows.
Now, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a Sonny Knowles track. I think it was When I Leave the World Behind. It was a result of an email I got from a listener who told me I didn't play enough Sonny Knowles. I explained to you all about Sonny Knowles, known as the window cleaner. I'm going to play another track from Sonny now, and this one has happy memories for me. It's a memory jogger, because I can remember accompanying Sonny on a number of occasions, and on one particular occasion, I played this, I accompanied him singing this particular song, and he made me get up from the keyboard and walk to the front of the stage and take the bow, because he was so impressed with what I'd done. But enough of my prattle. Listen to Sonny Knowles and his version of My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown, and autumn leaves have tumbled over town. The skies have changed their shade of blue, and I have lost my lovely world and you. But someday soon the clouds will drift away, and spring will bring another lovely day. When like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my lovely world and you. And spring will bring another. and you.
My Lovely Rose and You from Sonny Knowles. And now we come to a group that I feel got more recognition outside of Ireland than they did here at home. I'm speaking of the Chieftains. They spent a lot of time touring the world, like other Irish groups such as the High Kings and Celtic Woman. But here they're singing a song that, well, I think started life from Dermot O'Brien. They're singing all about the Galway Shawl, near Oranmore in the County Galway, which is a lovely little town in Galway. One pleasant evening. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them sing it for you. The Chieftains and the Galway Shawl.
Near Oranmore, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel, she was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint of powder, oh no, no. Ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew." I fled the black bull, the stack of Arnie, poor Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint the powder, oh no, no. Said goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
and around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the heartfelt cry of a maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garage? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16 and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's all near me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garage? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's all near me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garage? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garage? Oh, will I the way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's bleeding. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'd surely get a parrot. For it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. And now a song from a man who I always say sounded just like my father, God rest him. I'm talking about Ronnie Drew. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio. And then they were joined by Luke Kelly and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a neat little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father that came from Dungannon would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be Kingsbridge and be Govan at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no? Whether I'm 80 or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe, I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, "Be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe." Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us. False things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, "You've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe." And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing "Aisy and Slow." Okay, let's go out on some country and Irish from Richie Remo, and he's got a great idea that I go along with.
Let's raise our hands to absent friends, for every road must end. You'll always be there in our hearts, your special absent friends. The time has come to say goodbye, for every road must end. For the ones who care, we're always there, our very special friends. Let's say goodnight to those we love, and maybe share a tear. But before we close, let's think of those we love who can't be here.
To depart. Let's raise our
Let's Raise Our Hands to Absent Friends. Richie Remo there, fantastic entertainer. Well, friends, that seems to be it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. It's got to be the most mixed one we've had for a long time, with some old favourites and some new voices. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, first of all, don't forget the email. If you'd like to drop me an email, the email address is everton274@sky.com. You don't have to put my name in, just everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line, as I say so often. I'd love to hear from you. Friends, Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're together again, no matter what radio station around the world you're listening to this little programme of ours on, take care, God bless you, travel safely, slán, bye.